Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final hour of the Get Right with Reggie KG right here on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Adetula, my man Joey, hold it down for you here on your Turn It On, Leave It On station 105.3 The Fan. Appreciate you joining us on Odyssey. And the Odyssey app, the truckreg.com text line 877-881-1053. Appreciate you joining us on twitch.tv/DallasFanCam as well and live on YouTube. About to get into some random thoughts here on this final hour here on this Monday night. You can find me on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can find Reg on Twitter at Reg Adetula. we had Bobby Belt on a little bit earlier on the show today. And he was, okay, you could tell Bobby's right. He's got a long couple weeks out there, and he's just off the cuff right now.
And apparently he's not sleeping.
He's not sleeping. I mean, oh yeah, he did just kind of tweet that out just a few minutes ago. Did you get the audio I DM'd to you just now? You'll check that here in just a second. Bobby Belt making Micah Parsons' future Russell Wilson references. We'll have that for you here. In just a couple of moments. Before we get to this whole DeJounte Murray, Paolo Banchero beef, which inspired this random thought for me here in just a second, I want to get you caught up a little bit on what's going on in the world of sports. Joe Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, voices his support for the front office after Kevin Durant met with him today and said, look, it's either me or the GM, Sean Marks, and or the head coach, Steve Nash. Because Kevin Durant reiterated his trade request, the fact he doesn't like the direction of the Nets and where they're going. And he says, you can either choose me or your general manager and your head coach. To which Joe Tsai said, quote, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets, end quote, which to me signals the official end of the Kevin Durant-Brooklyn Net relationship. Because I figured this was the last power play that he had to try and make something happen. It doesn't look like it's going to go down that way. And apparently the two of them met in London. Where
must be nice.
Okay, so it's weird because there was a video I think that was circulating, I think yesterday or Saturday. Him, Kevin Durant, and James Harden were in London for a Travis Scott concert.
As one does.
So I think that's, you know, part of how they were able to be because they were already in London already. But yeah, I think that's the end of the Brooklyn Nets Kevin Durant relationship, which is so wild because Kevin or Kyrie Irving's probably sitting there thinking, like, what? Like, all of this is
he
about.
He got 30 something million reasons to chill for a season. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't think either one of them, honestly, will be there by the time we get to training camp starting
the
NBA season.
Ooh, you think someone's trading for Kyrie's 30 something million dollar 1 year contract?
I mean, it's an expiring contract. 1 year, Kyrie. Somebody do it. Okay. Plus, if I think the Nets at this point, what you got to play for? You got to blow the whole thing up now.
They built themselves a nice little roster, though.
I'm talking about with those two stars. Like, look, you got to get rid of them.
You know, well, okay.
Because neither one of them want to be. The only reason why Kyrie opted in to take the money was because nobody else was willing to pay him in free agency.
Correct.
That doesn't mean he necessarily want to be there in Brooklyn. He don't want to
Understood,
be there.
Understood. But if nobody wanted to pay him free agency, you think people are just going to trade for him? With whatever the... Because it's not just you're trading for him. You have to give... You have to match salaries. So you have to match $30 million salary and give... You probably need to give Brooklyn some sort of other stuff in that as well. Like, I just don't imagine that that's a deal that gets done easily.
It's going to be wild to see how that goes when it comes to those two. But yeah, the Durant Brooklyn Net relationship appears to be officially done there after today.
There are some new relationships happening, though, in the world of sports, college football in particular, as, of course, Reginald Adetula bringing up more college football on the Get Right.
Mm-hmm.
You were noting that the Big Ten happens to be working with their TV deals. They're in the final stretch of getting their media rights negotiations together.
Yes. Brett McMurphy of the Action Network is reporting that the Big Ten is finalizing a media rights deal with Fox, CBS, and NBC, sources tell the Action Network. John Oren of the Sports Business Journal was the first to report. Unless there's a last minute change, this will be the first time in 40 years that Big Ten football and basketball games will not be on ESPN.
Yeah, Big Ten basketball. So, but hey, man, this is about football. It's about where the money is. And look, Stuart Mandel works for covers college football for The Athletic, had some interesting tweets. One of which was, in 2020, ESPN paid $300 million a year for the number one game currently on CBS, which is the SEC number one game. ESPN, in their contract, they're getting that number one game for $300 million a year. In the year of our Lord, 2022, CBS is reportedly paying $350 million a year for, at best, the number two Big Ten game. Because Fox would still get the number one game.
Geez.
And the number two Big Ten game that will fill that midday slot, is they're paying $350 million a year for that. So, like, the sports TV, the rights inflation thing, really, really, really going up. So, like, the hypothetical of what this could look like, it's not nearly a guarantee. But what this could look like is, starting in 2023, for the Big Ten, you want to watch Big Ten football, the noon game, noon Eastern, would be on Fox, 3:30 would be on CBS, and 7:30 would be on NBC, comparatively to SEC, which would be the game on ABC at noon, game on ABC at 3:30, game on ABC at 7:30, which is either SEC or ACC. You know what I mean? Like, you would just be locked into this channel, ABC or ESPN, all day, compared to where Big Ten would be jumping around. But hey, man, if you can extract the money, that's what this is about at this point, right? Like, this is get the media rights deal, make yourself as valuable as possible, get all the money.
That is nuts. I'm seeing this from our Andrew Marchand as well of the New York Post. As you were mentioning, CBS is expected to pay the Big Ten roughly $350 million per year for its 3:30 games. Currently, right now, CBS pays $55 million for the SEC annual media rights.
Oof.
That is, look, man, CBS, Fox, ESPN, NBC, the race, the arms race between those four networks is going to continue to be insane.
Look, man,
for years to come.
Live sports is what keeps people watching linear television. Otherwise,
yes,
everybody else is, for the most part, streaming. You can get a lot of the linear scripted and reality shows on streaming services. But the thing that keeps cable and linear TV alive is live sports.
Live sports.
Appointment television. And college football is one of those in a big way.
Just amazing to think about all the numbers that will continue to pour in for the rights to stream or to watch college football. But yeah.
Even crazier when you remember they're not paying the labor force.
And then there's that.
Sorry, you got to know me and know that I'm going to say that.
No, that's 100% correct. But hey, Big Ten football on
football.
Fox, CBS, and NBC. This is big for Notre Dame, too. I think that's the other big domino here.
Is it?
Well, because NBC still has the exclusive rights for Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a decision to make on whether or not they want to continue their relationship with NBC independently. Do they eventually join the Big Ten?
But Notre Dame is absolutely, like, they're content. They would love to remain independent. So NBC getting more inventory of college football actually probably doesn't help Notre Dame. It doesn't help them negotiate. Right.
Well, I mean, it could help if they decide to stay independent. They want to go to another network.
Yeah, but what other network is as pressed for content that they would be like, "Yo, I will give you the bag, Notre Dame." They're like, they're all like, "Yo, we got content already. We don't need your content exclusively." Right. Like NBC was in a place where they were kind of locked out of the college football game. So they're like, well, "Yeah, we'll take this Notre Dame. It'll give us some college football." Now they got college football. CBS got college football.
Yeah.
Of course, Fox and ESPN have college football. Where is the place that is so needy? And not to say like Notre Dame. Like Notre Dame clearly has a large viewer base. They have a large alumni base that still want to be involved. But
and I think that would be the attraction for any network.
But the thing about it is like it's not as much of an attraction if you already have some inventory. It's not like, hey, I need some live programming, and Notre Dame is the one that's out there, so we'll give you money. Now it's like, yo, we got some live programming. You are an addition, so we do not have to blow the bank for this.
Wild, wild west of college football and college sports and the money associated with it.
And I don't get to see none of it. Ain't that a shame? You know what I mean? Like, spread the wealth. Cut me in. I don't know what I got to do, but cut me in.
That would be nice as well. Have y'all seen, as we get into our random thoughts here with Reg and KG, what's the one time you've been clowned or you've clowned someone on the field or on the basketball court? Because this was a question was inspired by the apparent beef between DeJounte Murray, new Hawks star guard, and the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft for the Orlando Magic.
Paolo Banchero
out of Duke. Have you seen how all of this has gone down?
Yeah, it's weird. I was only seeing some of the video. I think Ball Is Life had it on Twitter where it was like a pro-am or something that they were playing in. And I guess DeJounte got a little spicy with him because like they're both from the same area. Are they both from Seattle or something like that?
Yes, I believe so.
They're both from Washington. So like it was kind of like a big homie relationship, except DeJounte Murray was going pretty hard. And it seemed like DeJounte Murray wasn't happy with Paolo, kind of like the new steez that he has. He has a certain new feel where he's operating like number one draft pick, like he's all that. And I think DeJounte Murray ain't like that. So he got on Instagram and, oh my goodness, do you have the Instagram post in front of you?
Yes.
It was a big long thing where it seemed like he was really trying to humble Paolo a little bit.
You could say that. He said, quote, "You tried to flex that number one blank on me when I've been rooting for you when you was a kid asking to rebound for me at Paolo 5. Don't get on this internet saying nothing. You changed from the humble kid you always was, and I stand on real blank. And you know you made it, and you know you made it and changed, and I lost all respect. Stay humble. This life you in now, real, ain't no joke. I still want to see you win because that's who I am."
Yeah, this is kind of weird. Like, maybe he's just on some like, yo, I'm your OG. And I want to make sure that you keep it real because, look, you ain't been in the league yet and these dudes will sun you. Like, you got to be ready for this. Doing this on the Instagram and then tagging him in it just felt a little weird. And maybe this is just where I'm starting to feel like a little bit more of an old dude compared to, like, the younger dudes in this league. Because I understand, I'm 30, and for a lot of people listening, they're like, you're still the young dude. But it feels like there's starting to be a distinction. I think I'm starting to get to that place where I'm looking at the dudes in the sports leagues, and they're no longer my age. They're now just like, oh, these dudes are younger than me. You know, so I'm starting to feel that.
Become an old man in the room now.
Yeah, and I think DeJounte Murray has a little bit of this. He has a little bit of old man in the room trying to talk to Paolo, and Paolo's like, look, man.
Which is wild, because DeJounte Murray, I believe, is only 25.
But he's still big bro-ing him. And then Paolo had a retort, and then DeJounte had a wild retort today.
Yeah,
that I'm not even sure. I don't know what he was trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to say or how he was trying to refer to the thing that he was trying to say. But yeah, it took a weird twist.
Yeah.
But
I guess just to your original question of like getting punked on the court.
So the way that all this started as well is, so Murray was out here just clowning Banchero.
Yeah, he was clowning everybody. He was doing like, he was like tapping dudes, yeah, bopping dudes on the head with the ball and everything.
Yeah.
It was really disrespectful.
And then he did, you know, a behind the back, you know, made Banchero turn around and look. And then he threw an alley-oop pass to himself off the backboard. And he's just been out here clowning dudes.
Yeah.
And it just made me think, like, when was the last time, like, either you got embarrassed on the field or you embarrassed somebody to the point that you was out here clowning him on the field, on the court.
I try not to embarrass folks because I'm a respectful young man.
I don't believe that for 1 second.
What?
You just said that.
What?
So I feel like you have at least a story or two in your mind right now on how you clown somebody on the floor.
Honestly, I don't think so. I really do try and be pretty respectful. But I do remember in high school when I was playing football, when I was on JV, you know, JV ends up being like, you know, scout team for the varsity. And I was wide receiver. So there was, you know, scout team run play. I was out there wide receiver. Had to run a slant, right? Run a slant, not thinking of nothing. We just watching, you know, I'm just basically watching the play. Run my route because I'm not the dude who's in the play, but I got to run the route to help the defense figure out what they need to do. Our star middle linebacker thought it'd be really funny Because look, the league, the football has changed. You know, there was a point in football where going over the middle meant something. This is one of those going over the middle situations. Except we weren't passing nothing, right? It was just run play. So I'm not expecting nothing. And a scout team and it's basically walkthrough. I run over the middle. He lays me out, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, man, what am I supposed to do? One, he's a middle linebacker, the star middle linebacker, and he's a senior. I think I'm a sophomore that year. Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do here, right? Like, I'm the wide receiver here. He's a middle linebacker, and he just decided, I'm going to hit you. And I guess I got hit. Like, that was the decision that was made. And I was just in the place, and I was like, I guess I got clowned out here because, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And, like, I wasn't even, like, I was a really skinny kid, too. Yeah. So, I'm like, look, I'm not bowing up with him or nothing. Like, which I just got hit. Like, I just got to get up, try not to make it look like it hurts as much as it does, and get back to the huddle. And that was it. I just got clowned. That's what it was.
Wow. And the pain that came along with it.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember I clowned a pitcher on the baseball diamond one time because your boy used to play Little League Baseball. And the greatest game I ever had, I hit 3 home runs in a game.
Okay.
And not only was it 3 home runs, it was 3 inside the park home runs. Now, if you know me and if you met me, your boy's a bit husky. So it wasn't like, you know.
I didn't notice.
Don't do that. So it was like your boy, you know, the rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, you know, type thing around the bases. And your boy, once he crossed the third time around the plate, looked at the pitcher and was like, you going to stop throwing me fastballs at this point?
Wow.
That's the third home run to hit off of you tonight.
Like, did you swing on 3-0?
I got respect for the game now.
Do you?
Of course I did.
Do you? It sound like you don't sound like you was playing with your hat turned backwards, sir.
And it's funny, you got to one of my biggest pet peeves about baseball.
Uh-oh.
About this whole thing. And actually, you know what triggered it? It was a game, I think it was during the, was it during the COVID season? Yes, it was during the COVID season. Remember when Fernando Tatis came down here and hit a grand slam on...
On 3-0.
Yeah, on 3-0, mm-hmm. And Woodward got a little uptight about it. I was like, come on, man. If you didn't want the dude to hit the grand slam, you wouldn't have grooved the fastball, or you shouldn't be upset when he swings on 3-0. You're trying to win a ball game. Yeah, they were up, you know, a bazillion runs, but hey, that's not the point.
Oh, no.
It's the point of trying to win the game. But yeah, that definitely, of course I swung on 3-0, man. Are you kidding me? I'm trying to hit it. I was trying to have a 3-0 run night.
It's a hitter's count. What you want?
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely.
We got real aggressive with Joey. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
From the 940, got trucked by 3 times by Cedric Benson in high school. It still hurts. Rest in peace, said. That's tough.
Oh, man.
Which did make me remember a time that I got trucked when I was in 8th grade. Because for some reason, we had a lot of dudes that were small, except for our running back who was damn near 6 foot.
Yeah.
And in 8th grade, I don't know how that worked. Or at least he felt 6 foot. Maybe I was just like small and didn't remember. But I played Sam linebacker.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I was a lot shorter than I am now, and I was definitely a lot skinnier than I am now. But I played Sam linebacker, and that big dude came around, and I needed to tackle him, and there was one of those instances where...
Truck stick.
Yeah, in practice, I was like, look, I'm supposed to try and tackle him. I tried.
Got your ass.
I don't know if that's the beginning of it, but I now hold the opinion that sometimes quitting is underrated. Sometimes you just got to quit. It be like that sometimes.
Joey, have you ever clowned somebody or been clowned on the football field or basketball court or wherever before?
Probably the biggest thing I did, which I didn't know in the time I was kind of clowning the kid. It was so, you know, I was in for a save for high school baseball. Mm-hmm. And so we just need 3 more outs. And one of the guys was like a comebacker right to me, and I got it. Guy wasn't really running very hard out of the box. So I took the ball from the mound and I went and stepped on first base myself instead of
really
flipping, just because I wanted to take all of, you know, just anything bad that could happen. So I decided to take it myself. And after that, I kind of realized that was kind of
you were showing him up. You was doing a lot.
Hey, my team wasn't that good. I had to make sure I got the for sure.
Wow.
I'm going to be honest.
And now he's clowning his own team. How many years later? That's crazy.
I bet your first baseman teammate was like, Joey, what the hell are you doing?
Probably. Hey.
Just toss me the damn ball. I got this.
Goodness. I got the save game-winning hit, too. So
wow.
Oh, you got the game-winning hit, too. Yeah. Oh, so you was just on, you know, on your
so
whole.
Cloud nine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Man, that's why I peaked. So
all my people are texting into the truckwreck.com text line. We're all just going to talk about ourselves getting trucked playing football. So we'll read more of those on the other side.
Coming up next on the Get Right with Reggie KG, what are we doing?
I guess we're doing this or that. Next on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.